and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of January, 2008. It was on this day, 1897, the author Stephen Crane survived the sinking of a boat headed for Cuba and wrote about the experience in his short story, The Open Boat, one of the first works of fiction based on actual reportage. It's the birthday of Isaac Asimov, born in Petrovichy, Russia, 1920, published more books on more subjects than anybody you can think of. Isaac Asimov, who started a book whenever he wanted to learn about something, and so he published books about outer space, nuclear physics, organic chemistry, history, astronomy, Greek mythology, and religion. It's the birthday of the war novelist Leonard B. Scott, born in Bremerhaven, Germany, 1948, fought in Vietnam, was awarded the Purple Heart, the Silver Star. He was working at a desk job at the Pentagon in the early 80s when he heard the opening ceremonies of the Vietnam Memorial on the Mall. And he said, "The dam just broke. I had to tell our story of the war and how it really was." His books include Charlie Mike, The Last Run, and The Hill. And it's the birthday of William Scott, born in Janesville, Wisconsin, 1914, who worked all day on his little 80-acre farm in southern Wisconsin and then came home and wrote late at night. His books included The Plowhand, Red Sunrise, and the poetry collection On My Knees in the Field. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass entitled I Love the Way Men Crack. I love the way men crack open when their wives leave them, their sheaths curling back like the split shells of roasted chestnuts, exposing the sweet, creamy meat. They call you and unburden their hearts, the way a woman takes off her jewels, the heavy pendant earrings, the stiff lace gown and corset, and slips into a loose kimono. It's like you both had a couple shots of really good scotch, and snow is falling in the cone of light under the street lamp, large, slow flakes that float down in the amber glow. They tell you all the pain pressed into their flat chests, their disappointed penises, their empty hands, as they sift through the betrayals and regrets, their shocked realization of how hard they tried, the way they shouldered the yoke with such stupid good faith. They grow younger and younger. They cry with the unself-consciousness of children. When they hug you, they cling, like someone who's needed glasses for a long time and finally got them. They look around just for the pleasure of it, the detail, the sharp edges of what the world has to offer. And when they fall in love again, it only gets better. Their hearts are stuffed, full as eclairs, and the custard oozes out at a touch. They love her, they love you, they love everyone. They drag out all the musty sorrows and joys from the basement where they've been shoved with mitts and coin collections. They tell you things they've never told anyone. Fresh from loving her, they come glowing like soul slipping into the bodies of babies about to be born. Then a year goes by, or two. Like broken bones, they knit back together. They grow like grass and bushes and trees after a forest fire, covering the seared earth. They landscape the whole thing, plant like mad, and spend every weekend watering and weeding. A poem by Ellen Bass, I Love the Way Men Crack, from Mules of Love, Volume 1, published by Boa Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanik and Andrea McAbee. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.